Today's daf is Shabbos daf Dalet. We are 6 lines from the top of daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the 2 dots gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza. So we're continuing to discuss the first sugya of Masech the Shabbos, really a sugya that's going to take us until the Mishnah daf Tes Amud Beis, and that is the melacha of Hoitzah, the 39th melacha of the Lamites melacha, specifically some of the technical details of the melacha of Hoitzah as it relates to Akira and Hanacha, etc., etc. The Gemara had mentioned on daf Gimel Amud Beis, parenthetically, B'derech Agav, that Rabibi Bar Abaya posed a question, and the Gemara is going to pick up with that note. So the first Amid of today's daf is actually a digression, which is a little bit of an anomaly here in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. And Masechta Brachos was very much about digression. Masechta Shabbos, at least the first sugya, is very focused with the halachas of Haitzah, Akira, Hanacha, stating that this first Gemara is a digression from the core sugya. Says the Gemara, Gufa, boy, Rabbi Barabayo, Hidbik Pas Betanor, if somebody on Shabbos took bread and he attached it to the wall of a tanner. We mentioned in yesterday's daf that in the olden days, meaning the old ovens, the way people baked in them was you would take bread that you were baking, the dough, and you would paste it, you would attach it to the wall of the oven. So said Rabbi Bibi Rabbi, what happens if somebody does it on Shabbos? And he realizes, oops, now he has a situation. Because as soon as it bakes a chash of shir, he's going to be over one of the lamites malachas, the malach of oifa. So his question was, is it okay for him to remove the bread from the wall of the oven before he comes to do a real aveira for which she's going to be chayiv? Or perhaps they were a matrit. Now, the question of Rabbi Bibi Bar Abaye is predicated on the fact that it's usur to remove bread from this oven. Now, today, in the modern ovens, if you wanted to remove bread on Shabbos, most cases you wouldn't be over an isser. But that's because the bread is not attached to the oven. All you're doing is taking it out of the oven. But once upon a time where the bread was physically attached, it was pasted to the walls of the oven, so there, the Chachamim said, it's asur to remove the bread on Shabbos. And it's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim why exactly it's asur. It's not one of the Lamites Malachis, it's not a Tolda, but the point is an Issur D'Rabbanan to remove bread from an oven on Shabbos because of the unique way in which the bread was placed in the oven. Regardless, this was the shaila. Is someone allowed to be over an Issur D'Rabbanan right now to prevent him from being over the Issur D'Oraisa? What do you mean? How are you preventing him from being over the Issur D'Oraisa? Because they didn't bake the shir yet. Once it bakes the shir, at that point there'll be an Issur D'Oraisa. Oloi hitiru. Amalei Rav Acha bar Abaye l'Ravino. So Rav Acha bar Abaye told Ravino, hey chidami. So Rabibi bar Abaye was the one that asked the question. And now Rav Acha bar Abaye, presumably brothers, is trying to understand what exactly the question was. He said, "Ilema b'shoigig." Are we talking about a person that did this b'shoigig? Now, why do we think we're talking about someone that did a b'shoigig? Because what was the lashon of Rabbi Bar Abaye's question? Hey, tiru loyler doisa koydem sheyover ledechi of chatos oyloy hitiru. When are you chayiv chatos v'chol Shabbos? When you do a b'shoigig. If you do a b'mezid, if there are edim and hasra, you chayiv skila. If you do a b'mezid and there's no edim or there's no hasra, you chayiv karis. The only time you chayiv chatos as if it was b'shoigig, because it sounds like this person was a shoigig. So said Rav Acha bar Abaye, are we talking about a person who was a shoigig? V'lo itgalei, and he remained a shoigig throughout, meaning right now when the shaila is being posed, he tiru leiler doisa, aloi hitiru leiler doisa, he's still a shoigig. Can't be, then laman hitiru. It doesn't make any sense. If the person still is not aware of what he did, then how's he asking a shaila? You go to a rav, you ask a shaila when you might have a problem. But if he's a shoigig, meaning he didn't realize it was Shabbos, or he didn't realize he was baking when he put it in the oven, and he's still in that same state, then what's this whole discussion? So, no, you'll tell me. It's talking about with the person put the bread in the oven, b'shoigig. That's why what's at stake here is a chiyuv chatas. Now he chapped. He realizes now what he did wrong, and he goes running to the rav. Can I remove it before it bakes this year, or could I not? But the Gemara says, you're not going to be chayiv chatas anyways. Because for time we learned in the Mishnah, kol chayiv chatos in chayiv matzteit chilas in shkogah v'soif in shkogah. The only time a person is chayiv chatas for chil Shabbos b'shoigig is if he was a shoigig at the onset of the malacha, and he remained a shoigig up until the point that the malacha was completed. If you at some point were not a shoigig, you wouldn't bring a karmachatas. Now this person was a shoigig, perhaps, when he put the bread in the oven, when he attached it to the wall of the oven. But if he's coming to ask a shayla now before it baked the shear, that means he's no longer a shaygig. If he's no longer a shaygig, he wasn't a shaygig mitchila vatzoif. And if that's the case, again, it's pashat that he wouldn't be chayiv a karban chatas. As the Gemara Ela b'mezid, maybe it's talking about where the person didn't do it b'shaygig, he did it b'mezid. But the Gemara says, if he did it b'mezid, koydim shiyav l'day is a skilumi b'yolei. That wasn't Rabbi Barabaya's nusach. He said, could he do redias apas to prevent the chayiv chatas? If he did it b'mezid, then we're not discussing chatas. Then we're discussing skila, says the Gemara. Amrav sheilo l'oylem b'shaygig. Really, we're talking about what the person did it b'shaygig. And the shayl over here is, could we do redias apas? Could we be over this is the rabbanon to prevent this yid from chil Shabbos b'shaygig from having to bring a karban chatas? And that's why Rabbi Barabaya said, koydim shiyav l'day chayiv chatas, because we're talking about what happened with the rabbanon. What was the question? If this person is going to potentially be chayiv chatas, then it has to be where he won't know what he did wrong until after it already baked. To the extent that he's coming to ask the shayla now, he knows. If he knows, he's anyways not chayiv chatas. So the Gemara says, no, you want to know who was asking the shayla? Not the person that put the bread in the oven. Lacherim. Somebody else came and asked the shayla. So what happened was Reuven went and he took bread, dough, and he put it into an oven. And it's starting to bake. Did a b'shaygig. Shimon chapped what happened. So Shimon goes running to the Rav and he says, can I go remove the dough? I know it's not so simple. There's something called Radiyas Apas. It's an Issa de Rabbanon. But if I don't do this Issa de Rabbanon, Reuven's going to be over Chil Shabbos B'shoigig. And that was the question. But the Gemara says, could that be Bibi Barabaya Shaila Maskel for Rav Sheishas? V'chi oimim loy lo'odom chatok et eishi yiska chavercho. There's no way that was the Shaila, because that's not a good Shaila. It's poshut Shimon cannot do it. Because for Shimon to go and be over an Issa de Rabbanon to save Reuven from being over an Issa de Raisa, in this case, B'shoigig, no way. It's like not even a Havamina. V'chi oimrim lo la'odom chadok kedei sheyeska chaver can't be. That was even Rabbi Barabaya's question. It's so posh that one person can't do an Avera, albeit a smaller Avera, to spare somebody else from doing a bigger Avera. Says the Gemara, so what's going on here? What was the Shaila? Elam Rabashi, lo'olam b'mezid. It's talking about where the person was hit b'ktas b'mezid. The aim of koydim shiyavu day yisuskil. What was the problem by saying that it's talking about mezid? Rabbi Barabaya Shaila was chatos or no chatos. If you did have a mezid, then what's at stake is not a chatos. What's at stake is skila. So there's an easy answer. You tweak the nusach of the shaila. So if you edit the shaila a little bit, it's not a problem. And edit it and say that Rabbi Shaila wasn't related to the chatos, rather it was related to the skila. Rav Acha Breda Rava Masil Abahedya. Rav Acha Breda Rava. This is not Abaya's son. But this is Rava's son. He said it before. Am Rabbi Barabaya hidbik pas be tanor the tiruloy lerdoisa koydim shiyavili de iser skilos. Two things that you see in Rabbi Bar in Rav Achabrei the Rava's nusach. Number one, Rabbi Barabaya didn't ask the shayla. He actually stated it as a fact. Number two, the lashon wasn't chiyav chatas, but rather the lashon was chiyav skilos. So really, if you summarize this first Gemara, which is a very, very important Gemara, and it'll be the topic of the raid at the end of the daf, you see two yesoidas in this Gemara. Number one, you see that if a person did a maisa, which may lead to a very, very chomer avera. So for example, he bemazed, for whatever reason, decided that he wants to bake on Shabbos. And then he had remorse. He realizes that maybe he made a mistake. Could he now do an Issa de Rabbanan to spear himself from this very chomer Issa de Raisa? In the first version of the Gemara, it was Rabbi Barabaya's Shaila. In the second version of the Gemara, it wasn't a Shaila. Rabbi Barabaya knew the answer. He said, the halach is, it's okay. Hid big pas betaner, he tirulei lerdoisa koydim shiyavali de Issa skila. The second takeaway from this Gemara is that that's only true for the person himself. So if I myself went and I was hit big pas betana, and then I feel bad about what I did, so I can go now and remove it. I can do an Issa de Rabbanon proactively to spear myself from an Issa de Raisa. But for someone else to do it, if Reuven's the one that was hit big pas betana, and now Shimon wants to bail Reuven out, we don't do that. We don't bail people out by doing averus. And again, two very important yesoidas, both brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see this at the end of the daf. But in the meantime, we return to our regular program, which is the Ani and the Balabayas, and Yitzias Ashtayim, Shtayim Shemarib Bifnim, Shtayim Shemarib Bechutz, and the Av Malach, and the Told of the Malach, and Zeh Oiker Vezehi Niach, and all the different permutations and examples of Yitzias Shashabbos, says the Gemara that the one of the examples that the Mishnah gave as it relates to the halachis of Yitzias HaShabbos is Poshat Ha'ani. If the Ani, who was standing outside, picked up an item outside and he placed it into the hand of the balabayas that was inside. So what's the halacha? Dani's chayev. Why is he chayev? He did an akira and a rishus harabim. That's where he's standing. He did a hanocha and the rishus hayachid. The balabayas is potter umutter. He's an innocent bystander. He really didn't do anything. Freit the gemara. Why is this the case? Am I chayev? Val beina akira vanocha me'al gabi mokem arba v'leka. Freit the gemara. L'chura. The halacha is that the only time an akira is called an akira is if you lifted the object from a place that was at least dalet fachim al gabi dalet fachim. But if the object was settled on an area that's less than dalet fachim by dalet fachim, then the halacha is, argues the Gemara, that it's not an akira. The same is true regarding hanacha. If somebody would place an item on an area that's less than dalet fachim al dalet fachim, it wouldn't be considered a hanacha. Now, how do we know that? It's not a mefurish Gemara. I mean, it's a Gemara right here, but there's no source to it. The Rishonim say that it's misvara. It's misvara. The only time something's considered an akira is if you remove it from a place where it's nayach. So just like we had in yesterday's daf, that if somebody lifts his hand, it's not considered an akira because yodei loy nayach. But if you lift your body, the Gemara said it is considered an akira because gufei nayach. There's something called nayach. It has to have some level of chashivos of settled in order for it to be considered a hanocha and in order for it to be considered an akira when you move it from that state. So if an object is on an area that's less than dalet fachim al dalet fachim, it's not very settled. It's very easy for it to fall. It's not considered hanocha. So if it's not considered hanocha, it's also not going to be considered akira. So the Gemara's question is, you see from the first Mishnah that a person's hand is considered a place of hanocha. How do you see that? So the Gemara's example was Pasha the Ani as the other. The Ani took an object from Rishus HaRabi, he put it into the Rishus HaYachid, he didn't put it on the floor. The case was when he put it into the hand of the Balabayas. So you see the hand of the Balabayas is considered Anocha. You see the reverse as well. What was the next case of the Mishnah? If the Ani took something from the hand of the Balabayas and then he put it outside, so he did an Akir in the Rishus HaYachid, he did the Anocha in the Rishus HaRabi. That was the case of Moitzi, the case where he took it outside, the Av Malacha, not when he brought it inside, which is only the told of the malacha, that too it was mavur in the Mishnah, was considered the malacha. Meaning, a hand is considered a place where if something's in the hand, it's considered nayach. Both with regards to hanocha, the case where the Ani put it in the hand of the balabais, and with regards to akira, where the Ani took it out of the hand of the balabais. The Gemara's question is, a person's hand is not dalet fachim by dalet fachim, it's more than that. So if it's not dalet al dalet, and there's a rule that you need akira, and hanocha me'al gabe, mokim that's arba larva. So the Gemara asks a very obvious question, why is the Mishnah akira hanocha, why is this aitzah medei reisa, l'chayra bi'inon akira v'hanocha me'al gabe, mokim arba larva, v'lek omer rabbos. Rabbi said, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a shita that you don't need a makam malba al arba, and you want to know who the Tana of the Mishnah is, it's Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, parenthetically, we know Stam Mishnah's Rab Meir Aliva the Rabbi Akiva. So when you have a Mishnah in Shas and we don't know who the Tana of the Mishnah is, so Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, right? But it's Rab Meir Aliva the Rabbi Akiva. It's a Rashi right in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah, in Yonah D'Yayma. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva was called Rabbi Akiva Stimta because all the Stams are Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah is Rameir, who was Mekabel from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rameir had a Rebbe, Elisha Baravua. Rameir learned for Rabbi Shmuel, he also learned for Rabbi Akiva. And all the Stam Mishnahs is the Torah that Rameir was Mekabel from his greatest Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. So either way, Rabbi said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, where do you find Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need Dalet al Dalet? The Tana, and it's a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Zayrik, if somebody throws an object from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim be'emtza. So it was a nice throw. It had to go through a Rishus HaRabim. We'll see later, Rishus HaRabim has to have a certain share. So he got it from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. That Kira was in a Rishus HaYachid. That Nocha was in a Rishus HaYachid. But it traveled through the airspace of a Rishus HaRabim. So what's the halacha? Machloek is Rabbi Kiva l'chacham. Rabbi Kiva m'chayiv v'chacham m'paitrim. Rabbi Kiva says he'chayiv, l'chacham say he'pater. What's the svar? At first glance, he should be pater. Because it started off in a Rishus HaYachid and ended off in a Rishus HaYachid. Again, Haitzah requires Akira and Anocha. You can carry Belashim B'nai Adam all day long and not be Chayef. You need an Akira in one Rishus, Anocha in another Rishus. Over here, the Akira was in a Rishus HaYachid, Anocha was in a Rishus HaYachid. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva holds Chayef. You know why? I said, Rabbi, because I'm reading Kutakim Shahun Chadamio. Because we say that when something is in the ear space of a certain area, it's as if it's Nayach. It's as if it's physically resting on the ground of that area. That's Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. So when you threw something from a Rosh HaSayachet to Rosh HaSayachet and it traveled through the airspace of the Rosh HaSarabim, when it was in the airspace of the Rosh HaSarabim, halakhically, it's as if it was physically on the ground in the Rosh HaSarabim. If that's the case, Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Because you did an Akir in the Rosh HaSayachet and then you did a Hanach in the Rosh HaSarabim. What do you mean? I didn't do an Hanach in the Rosh HaSarabim. Klut HaKemisha HunKadami. This is one of the important Chiddushim in Masechta Shabbos. That when something is kolot, it's suspended in the ear of a certain area, we look at it as if it's physically on the ground. Rabbanan argue, they hold, loyam in klut kemisha hun chadamya. But says the Gemara, one thing you see, if Rabbi Akiva holds klut kemisha hun chadamya, then for sure he holds that you don't need a makam dalet al dalet in order for something to be considered anacha. Because if you need a makam dalet al dalet for something to be considered anacha, how could kluta be kemisha hun chadamya? You can tell me lundis from today till tomorrow that klutas kemisha huncha, but it's not literally munach, and it's in the ear. The ear is not a makam dalet al dalet. So if that's the case, you see Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a makam dalet al dalet, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, our Mishnah, where it's mavur that a person's hand is considered nayach, is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with the premise that Akira and Anocha would have to be from a place that's dalet al dalet. But the Gemara says, now maybe the Pshitele, the Rabbah, the Klut Gemish Hunchadamio, was it so Pasha to Rabbah that Rabbah holds that the Machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim and that Mishnah later was regarding Klut Gemish Hunchadamio, Ubesoy Chasara Pligi? And if that's the case, the Machloikis would have to have been where the person threw the object beneath 10 Tvachim. Now, why would it have to be Pashit that the case of the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim was with the person threw the object beneath 10 Tvachim? It's based on another thing that we saw yesterday. You have to hold cup with all these Yesoides, because a Rosh HaSarabim is only considered a Rosh HaSarabim up until 10 Tvachim. Anything above 10 Tvachim is no longer a Rosh HaSarabim. So if somebody throws something from a Rosh HaSayachet to a Rosh HaSayachet and it travels through a Rosh HaSarabim, the only way it's going to be considered a Moitzi Rosh HaSarabim is if it went from a Rosh HaSayachet to a Rosh HaSarabim to a Rosh HaSayachet. Now there was no Hanacha, okay, so Rabbi Kiva holds Klut to Kemish Hunchadani, but at least it has to travel through the Rosh HaSarabim. The only way it travels through the Rosh HaSarabim is if it's in within 10 Tvachim. Okay. That seems to be obvious, but the Gemara says it can't be that it was so posh to Rabbah that that's the case. Because we know Rabbah had this question somewhere else. When Rabbah learned the sugi in Perek HaZoyrik, later in the Masechta, Rabbah wasn't really sure of Pshat Rabbi Akiva. The boy Rabbah asked the following question. Is the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim where the person threw an object from Rosh HaSayachet to Rosh HaSayachet to Rosh HaSarabim? Like we just said, Rabbi Akiva holds Klutik Mishah Huncha, Rabbi Akiva holds Klutik Mishah Huncha. See, even though it never physically touched the ground on the Rosh HaSarabim, but it traveled through the Rosh HaSarabim, that's enough. Rabbanan Sabi, don't read the Kluto Mishah Hunchadami. Rabbanan, hold, you don't say Kluto. But if you threw a Lamaila Me'asar, everyone's going to hold Pater. Why? Because it went from a Rosh HaSayachid to a Rosh HaSarabim Lamaila Me'asar. What's that called in the vernacular? That's called a makam patur, and it went then to another Rosh HaSayachid. So if you go from Rosh HaSayachid to a makam patur to Rosh HaSayachid, there's no tzad in the world that you're going to be chayiv. Udekuli alma. Now, if that's the case, if that's the hesber in the machloikis, Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim, so you have to add one knech, and you have to say that everybody agrees that lo yalfinon zoyrik mi maish, that we don't learn the halachas of Zoyrek from the halachas of Moshe. We'll see what that means in a minute. Or perhaps there's another way Rabbah said to learn the machlokes of Kivil Chachamim. Meaning, Lamaila Me'asar Pligi. The machlokes is where it wasn't Lamata Me'asar, rather it was Lamaila Me'asar. Uba Pligi. And the machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds Yalfina Zoyrek mi Moshe. Rabbanan Sabi lo Yalfina Zoyrek mi Moshe. Aval Lamata Me'asar, if it was less than 10 Tvachim, maybe Divya Kol Chayef. Maybe everybody holds Chayef. My time, but what's the reason? I'm Rina Kluta Kemisha Unchadamio. Because maybe we say Kluta Kemisha Unchadamio. So what's this? And better, what exactly is Moshet? So Moshet is also something that's discussed later in the Masechta, and that is similar to Zoyrik, but whereas when you're a Zoyrik, you throw, when you're a Moshet, you just hand it off. You just pass it over. So the Gemara says that we learn from the Levian in the Midbar with regards to the Mishkan, that if somebody is standing in a Rosh HaSayachid, someone else is standing in a Rosh HaSayachid, and one person takes an object from one Rosh HaSayachid, he passes it over to the other person who's in the other Rosh HaSayachid, derech Rosh HaSarabim, the halach is the person is going to be chayev. Not only is he going to be chayev, but he's going to be chayev even if the thing that he passed was lemailo me'asar tvachim. which is a very big chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because the ma'ala ma'asar tefachim is usually not considered a rishus harabim. But that's the halacha. So if Reuven is moishid an object to Shimon from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid derech rishus harabim lema'ala ma'asar tefachim, it's considered a malacha. It's a tolda of the malacha of Aitzah. How do you know that? Now, usually toldas don't have mekayres, but when it comes to Haitzah, it's very, very different, because Haitzah is malacha gerua, like we spoke out. So from Haitzah, we need mekayres for the av malacha, even for the told of the malacha. And the Gemara brings a makar. The Gemara says it's learned out from the Levium. When the Levium traveled, so the krushim, the beams that were the Mishkan, were on wagons. These wagons were tall. They were more than 10 tefachim tall. And what would happen is the Levim would stand on one wagon, other Levim were on another wagon, and they would pass the beams from one to the other. The wagons themselves had a din of a Rishus HaYachid, because again, Rishus HaYachid doesn't mean a place where people live necessarily. Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus, it's an area that could sometimes have the status of a Rishus HaYachid. So the wagons had a din of a Rishus HaYachid. The Machina, where they traveled, had a din of a Rishus HaRabim. So essentially, the beams were transferred from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Derech, going over the Rishus HaRabim, L'mayla me'asar tefachim, because the Agolos were tall, so it was higher than 10 tefachim, and still you see, it was considered a malacha. So you see, Moshit, Mirshus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, L'mayla me'asar tefachim, is for sure considered a malacha. And Rabbi said that maybe that's Pshan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said if you throw something, not Moshit, throw. These are nuances, but they all matter. Every nuance makes a difference. You didn't pass it off, but rather you threw it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Maybe the reason Rabbi Akiva says Yechayiv has nothing to do with super duper lumnus of Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadamya. Maybe it's related because he also, what's the difference between Moshit and Zayit? Chum say no, Moshit's one thing and Zayit's another thing. Just like there's a difference between Moitzi and Machnis, one's an Av, one's a Talda. There's a difference between Zayit and Moshit. One is a Talda, the other one's not can be considered a Talda. Rabbi said, what would be the Nafkamina? If Shana Rabbi Akiva, when you're Zayit, Moshit, Yachel, Moshit, Yachel, Erech, Moshit, Rabbi, Yechayiv, because of Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadamya. Or if the reason Yechayiv is because it's like Moshit, and just like Yechayiv for Moshit, so too Yechayiv for Zayit, then Afkamina would be, does it have to be Dafka Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, or does it not have to be Lamata Me'asar Tvachim? If the reason Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayiv is because it's in the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim, so we look at it as if it's Kemisho Hun Chadamya, so then it would have to be Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, because if it's not Lamata Me'asar Tvachim, it's not in the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim. If, however, it's Dumya the Moshit, Moshit Gufa was Lamayla Me'asar Tvachim. So if Moshit Gufa was Lamayla Me'asar Tvachim, so then why should Zayrik have to be Lamata Me'asar Tvachim? Either way, Rabba in Perek HaZorik wasn't sure what Pshan Rabbi Akiva was. Is Pshan Rabbi Akiva because he holds Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadamya? Or is Pshan Rabbi Akiva because he learns Zorik from Moshit? So the Gemara's question is, in our sugya, Rabbi Akiva, Rabba seems very sure of himself. He seems very self-confident. He says, you want to know Pshan in our Mishnah? Where it's before in the Mishnah that a person's hand is considered a place of Hanacha, both regarding Akira and regarding Hanacha. That's why if you take it out of the hand, it's considered an Akira. If you put it into the hand, it's considered Hanacha. Ay, it's not a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Said Rabbi Haman, Rabbi Akiva, he, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Afraid to go, how do I know that? Because Rabbi Akiva holds, Zoyrik Mishos Hayach, Lishos Hayach, Adarach, Lishos Harabim, Kluta Kemisho Unchadamio. You can tell me, lum this from today till tomorrow about Kluta Kemisho Unchadamio. It's not a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. And if it's not a Mokum Dalet al Dalet, then Luchura, it should be a problem. This whole conversation should be dead on arrival. And it's not. See, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that you need Dalet al Dalet. Fake to Gemara. It's so posh that that's what Rabbi held. You see, Rabbi Perek HaZorik wasn't sure what Pshan Rabbi Akiva is. So why would he be so sure over here? But the Gemara says, Ale Kasha, that's not a reason to knock off the Teretz. Maybe Basad the Ibaya, Hadev Shitale. Maybe Rabbi in Perek HaZorik wasn't sure. And over here, he was already sure, meaning maybe chronologically, that daf in Perek HaZorik happened before this daf right here in Perek Yetzias HaShabbos. So over there, he had a suffix, and over here, he didn't have a suffix anymore. But the Gemara says that I'm still not satisfied. Why? Because Vidoma Hanacha Hu Delay Baya, Ha Akira Baya, L'chayra, all you can prove from Rabbi Akiva, and this is important, and Geshmak. The only thing you can prove from Rabbi Akiva, the way Rabbi now thinks Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, that is Kluta Kemisho Hun Chadamya, and that is that you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet for something to constitute Hanacha. But how do you know you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet for something to constitute Akira? And says the Gemara, not only can you argue in Svara that maybe there's a difference between what type of makom you need for Hanacha, for instance, what type of makom you need for Akira, I think it's Muchach and Rabbi Akiva. Why is it Muchach and Rabbi Akiva, Zok Rashi? Because Rabbi Akiva said, HaZorik Mishos HaYoch L'Shos HaYoch HaDarech L'Shos HaRabim Chayev, right? Why only Chayev? You should be Chayev Shtayim. chayiv because you went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But then you went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So why did Rabbi Kiva say chayiv? L'chayiv should have said chayiv shtayim. From the fact Rabbi Kiva didn't say chayiv shtayim, Vayisay says there was only one Avera. But why is there only one Avera? You did an Akir in Rishus HaYachid on Nochem Rishus HaRabim, Kluta Kemishul Hun Chadamya. That's the way we're understanding Rabbi Akiva now. And then you did an Akir from the Rishus HaRabim and on Nochem the Rishus HaYachid. That's the second Chiyah. From the fact Rabbi Kiva said chayiv, he didn't say chayiv shtayim. It's Muchach Rabbi Akiva holds that Kluta Kemishul Hun Chadamya can only get me one Chil Shabbos. It can't get me two. It's considered a Hanocha when it goes through the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim, but when it goes from the ear space of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered a Nakira. Now, in the world of Lamdis, you need to sit down for a Seder and figure out what the difference is. L'chura, if Kluta Kemisha Hun Chadamya gives me a Hanocha, and Kluta Kemisha Hun Chadamya says that even though it's not a Makam Dalit Al Dalit, I don't care, then why shouldn't it be a Nakira? It seems like the standard is higher for Akira than it is for Hanocha. Akira has to answer to a higher standard. Okay, that's the Lomdus that's Mavur in the Gemara. But the point is, at the end of the day, Rabbis Teretz was that in the Mishnah Mavur, you don't need a Makam Dalal Adalit, not for Akira, not for Hanocha. You can't simply say, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is only going to help you for the Hanocha. It's only going to help you for the case where the Ani put something into the hand of the Baal HaBayis. He didn't place it in a Makam Dalal Adalit. For that, you could use Rabbi Akiva. But you see also that an Akira from a place that's not a Makam Dalal Adalit is also considered an Akira. And for that, you don't have Rabbi Akiva. If anything, Fakert, you see in Rabbi Akiva that you do need Akira from a Makam Dalal Adalit. Because Rabbi Akiva held you don't need an Akira from a Makam Dalal Adalit. He would have said, Azoyrik Meshos HaYachel, Meshos HaYachel, Derech Meshos HaRabim, Yichayev Shtayim. So the Gemara is persuaded by this argument, and El Amir Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi didn't have a teretz, but Rabbi Yosef said you have to say Hamani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah, Rabbi he, which always makes sense because Rabbi, of course, was the Masader of the Mishnayos, not the author of the Mishnayos, but Rabbi was the Masader of the Mishnayos. So Rabbi was Masader this Mishnah, kafi his own sheet. It says, "Hi Rabbi, which Rabbi? Ilei Mahar Rabbi? Maybe the following Rabbi Tanya learned to the Brayso. Sarek Menachal Gabi Ziz Kol Shahu. If somebody threw an object in a Rishul Saram, so we're discussing not going." Mirshus Hayochid, Lirshus Harabim, Mirshus Harabim, Lirshus Hayochid. We're discussing the other din hoitza. And that is, if somebody carries Dalet Amos and Rishus Harabim, that's also considered hoitza. So what happens if someone threw something, Dalet Amos and Rishus Harabim? Okay, there too, you need an Akira in the beginning of the Dalet Amos. You need a Hanocha at the end of the Dalet Amos. You had a Hanocha, but it landed Al Gabi Ziz Kol Shehu. There was something protruding. It was a Kol Shehu, something very small, out of a wall. So you had this little something protruding out of a wall, that's where it landed. Rabbi Mechayev, Chachamim Poitrim. Rabbi say Yechayev, Chachamim say Yepater. Now, why would the Chachamim say Yepater? Presumably because the Ziz is not a Makam Dalet Al Dalet. Why would Rabbi say Chayev? Presumably because you don't need a Makam Dalet Al Dalet. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, you have a Mishnah where it's Mavur that a person's hand is considered a Makam of Akir and a Makam of Anocha. It's not a Makam Dalet Al Dalet. Geshmak, this is all Rabbi Lashitasoi. Hamani Rabbi, he Rabbi holds a Ziz is a Makam Anocha. So there's no reason this shouldn't be a Makam Hanocha either. But the Gemara says it's not Mucha. Because Hassan could be no Mamel Kamon, could that buy it? That even though at first glance you could say that maybe that's Pshat and Rabbi over there, that Zarek Vanocha, Gabi Ziz Kolshu, the reason Yechayev is because you don't need a Makam Dalet Al Dalet, but Kidabina Lamemela Kamon, says the Gemara. When we get to the Sugyas later, where the Gemara is going to discuss this sheet in greater detail, then the Gemara is going to have a different pshat. Abaye is going to present a different understanding in Rebbe. What's Abaye going to say? Hocho, be'ilon o'imer b'shus ha'yochid. We're talking about an ilon that was in a Rishus ha'yochid. V'noifoy noita l'Rishus ha'rabim. And one of its branches were in a Rishus ha'rabim. V'zarek v'nacha noifoy. And the case where Rebbe Nechum argued was where a person didn't just throw something that landed on a protrusion, something that was sticking out of a wall. It was on a branch that's protruding from the tree. The point is that being that the tree itself is a big makoim, so over there, Rebbe has a shita, the Rebbe Savar, Amrinon Shadi Noifei Basir Ikroi, that we relate the branch to the ikar of the tree, and being that the ikar of the tree is a makom that's dalet al dalet, so it's for that reason it's considered anocha. You don't say that, but the point is maybe Rebbe agrees that you need a makom dalet al dalet. He just holds that that case is a very specific akimta where it landed on a branch that's attached to a tree, so you don't look at the branch in a vacuum. You look at the tree trunk, the base of the tree, which is definitely a makom dalet al dalet. So the Gemara says, Eloha Rebbe. Maybe when Rabbi Yosef said that the time of the Mishnah is Rebbe, he meant a different Rebbe. The time we learned the Brayse Zarek. So this is the reverse case of the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva L'Chacham. Machlokes Rabbi Kiva L'Chacham was where someone threw it from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid derech Rishus HaRabim. In this case, the person threw it from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaRabim, and it was derech rishus hayach. We'll see, it's different. Rabbi mechayev, chacham and poitra. Rabbi said yichayev, and chacham said yipatvam. Rabbi domas shmul mechayev hoyer. Rabbi shtayim. Oh, Rabbi didn't say what Rabbi Akiva said that yichayev. Rabbi said yichayev too. Achas mishum meitza, the achas mishum machnasa. Amaloi boy yakir v'lo yanoch. Gabi mokam arbar laba. So this is checkmate. You see, Rabbi holds clearly. Number one, the lundus of Rabbi Akiva of kluta kemishu hun chadamio, and it's both regarding Akira and regarding Anocha. So you see, you don't need a makam. Dalla dalla, but the Gemara says, "Ha itmer Allah, Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, loy mechayev Rabbi Elav Shusayachem Makura." That's all good before Rav and Shmuel, but Rav and Shmuel explained Rabbi Shita that the only time Rabbi said Yechayev, Chayev Shtayim, is if this Rishus Hayochid that the object traveled through, again, you threw it from a Rishus Harabim to a Rishus Harabim, there Rishus Hayochid. This Rishus Hayochid was Makura. It was roofed. Meaning it was a closed area. So even though Rishus HaYochid doesn't have to be roofed, but it can be roofed. And it's talking about where it was roofed. Amrinam, because we say, Beisa kemanda mal yodamyo. Avo she'ena makura loy. A new svara. And that is if you have a room that's closed off, like any room, you have four walls and a roof, the way it usually is. So there's a svara to say that if something's in the ear space of that room, then it's Hunchadamyo. And the reason is because we could say that being that you're in a closed off area, the whole closed off area is treated like one. So that even though you're technically X amount of tfachim up in the air, basic command, mal yadam, you look at the whole house as if it's full, and therefore we can look at it as if it's on the ground. Meaning the lumdis of something being in the ear space of a closed off area is different than the lumdus of something being in the ear space of a Rishus HaRabim. When something's in the ear space of a Rishus HaRabim, the only way you can look at it is if there's a hanacha, is if you say klutik mishon kadamia. If something's in the ear space of a Rishus HaYochid, where the Rishus HaYochid is closed off, so then there's a new svar in lumdus. These are really lumdus gemaras. You could say basic command mal yadamia, and basic command mal yadamia allows me to look at it as if it's physically on the ground. Oh, if it's physically, it's kamal yadamia. Even though I'm up in the air, but it's like it's on the floor, and the floor is a makam dal radal. Klute kemishon chadam, you can't make it look as if it's on the floor. But basic command, the mal yadam, you can. So maybe Rebbe agrees that you need a makam dal radal. No shaykhis tar mishnah. Rebbe holds if you throw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, derech Rishus HaYochid, Yechayev too. You see, klute kemishon chadam, both regarding Akira and regarding Anocha, it's not any Rishus HaYochid. You have to make an akimta, not a huge akimta, but the akimta is that the Rishus HaYochid was closed off. If it's closed off, basic command of man chadam, therefore it's as if it was a regular Anocha. If it was a regular Anocha, it's a good Mekor. So just one final point. So maybe our Mishnah is also talking about where it was Mekor, where the area was roofed. What was the kasha? In our Mishnah, you see, if you do an Akira and Anocha from a person's hand, it's considered an Akira and Anocha. Either hand is not Dalet al Dalet. So maybe we have an Eitzah. Hacha b'mayaskina, where the person was standing in a roofed area, his hand is Kamanda Mal Yadamya. But the Gemara says, Ha Tenech, that would only help me for the Bereshus HaYochin Makura. But Bereshus HaRabi Makura Mi Chayef. So in the case where the Oni, for example, took from the Balabayas or put it into the hand of the Balabayas. If the Balabayas was standing in a Rishus HaYochid, you could have a Rishus HaYochid that's roof. But what about the reverse case, where the Balabayas took from the Ani or put into the hand of the Ani? The Ani was standing in a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim can't be roof, because Vamar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Marep, Abba, Amar Ravuna, Marav, Amar Chefetz Arba, Amis Rishus HaRabim, Mekoyra, Potter. If somebody carries a Chefetz, four Amis and a Rishus HaRabim that was roofed, it's Potter, because the Rishus HaRabim, which was the Midbar, wasn't roofed. The bottom line is, it would help me for the case where the Ani is giving to or taking from the Balabayas, it wouldn't help me for the reverse case. As of now, we're going to leave in the middle of a sugya, and that is, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? The Chur in the Mishnah, it's Mavur, that if you put something in a person's hand, you take something from a person's hand, it's considered Akira, it's considered Anocha. The Chur, doesn't Akira and Anocha require a Mokoyim Dalet al Dalet, four Tvachim by four Tvachim, and a person's hand is not four Tvachim by four Tvachim? We said, Hamani Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami, we had issues with that. Hamani Rabbi, Rabbi has other chidushim in the halachas of Eitzah, we had issues with that. The Gemara is going to pick this up, Mietz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But just as it relates to a little bit of raid, going back to the beginning of the sugya, and something to digress from our digression, that's in Yonah D'Yoyma, Purim, of course. And that is, the Gemara said two very important yesodis. The Gemara posed it as a question, and then there was another lishna in the Gemara, but the sikum, the takeaway of Amud Aleph was two yesodis. Number one, if a person on Shabbos b'mezid decides he's going to bake challah. Doesn't have challah. He's going to bake challah. It's Friday night. It's fine. He's going to bake challah. No worries. B'mezid. And then he realizes maybe this is not the best idea. So the question is he allowed to remove the dough now from the oven in a way where he'd be over in Nesed Rabbanan. Now today, this is very much a hypothetical question, but once upon a time, it was something that was moshchiach, because the way people baked was they took dough and they pasted it. Hidbik is the Lashon HaGemara. They attached it to the wall of the tanner. Removing the dough from the wall of the tanner involves an Nesed Rabbanan. And the question was, if someone bemazed was hidbik pas b'tanner on Shabbos, he wasn't over chilul Shabbos yet. Why not? Because it didn't shear, bake the shear yet. Could he now go and remove it? Could he be over an Nesed Rabbanan to spear himself from being over an Issa D'Oraisa? The Gemara said, yes. Yes, a person can and should be over the Issa D'Rabbanan to spear himself from being over the Issa D'Oraisa. What about somebody else? What if Reuven is the one that was hidbik pas b'tanner? Reuven now went away, and Shimon realizes what Reuven did. So there the halacha is, said the Gemara, it's poshet. V'chi oimrim loy la'adam chata. K'deisha yiska chavercha. There's no question in the world that this is something that is not proper to do. You're not supposed to be over Nisa Rabbanon to bail somebody out from being over Nisa Deiraisa. Now these halachas are both brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchas Shabbos in Simin Reish Nun Dalas of Kotten Vav says as follows: V'im Nosnoi b'Shabbos, if somebody puts bread or dough into an oven on Shabbos, afilu b'mezid, even if he did a b'mezid, muter loy lirdois koydim sheyof. He's allowed to remove the bread from the oven before it bakes the proper shear. So he shouldn't call me the Yisaskila. This was Rabbi Bar Abaye's question in the first Lishna of the Gemara, and Rabbi Bar Abaye said it 100% emphatically in the second Lishna of the Gemara. But this was Rabbi Bar Abaye's halacha. Says the Mishnah Brura that this that the Mechaber said, that it's okay to remove it, you have to be medayek. V'im nosnei b'Shabbos afilu b'mezid muter loy. So on the word loy, there's a little mem. Says the Mishnah Brura, loy rotzo loy medafka ubatz my only umut lirdois aval acherim asurim lirdois b'shviloy bein kish hidbek b'mezid bein b'shoy gig. It doesn't matter. Afilu misha hidbek kizapas nena b'poy shoydu. And even if the person's not here, so he can't do it himself, so maybe then I should go help him out. Dein oimrim lo adam asei chet kal kidei shelo yovei chaver choli dei iser chomer kiven sha chaveri posha b'masha hidbek. There's no idea to go ahead and do this. Now the Mishnah Brura speaks that at the end, a very obvious disclaimer, that this is only true if what you're going to do for that other person is going to involve you doing an Isser, albeit an Isser the Rabbanan. But let's say it's not going to involve an Isser. Let's say this person put up a chicken soup Friday night and the pot is on the fire. So if you remove the pot of chicken soup from the fire, you're not over any Isserim. He says, not only can you, but you have to. Of course, there's an idea of Kol Yisrael Narevim Zelazeh, and you try to help a Yid out that he shouldn't be over an Isser. The yusayid of this discussion is because helping this person not doing an Aveira involves you yourself doing an Aveira. And there is a rule, Ein oimrim lo adam chata kidei sheyiska chavercha. So for that reason, the person himself should do it, but as it relates to somebody else, you shouldn't. But the truth is, now this idea is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in the Poskim in many, many places. I'll tell you one interesting place where the Poskim discuss it. I mean, it's something that comes up a lot. There's a tshuva from the Avni Meluim where he discusses a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana, you can do everything. Right? Anything. Whatever needs to be done for this person, you give him treifas, nevelas, you could shech the behem on Shabbos. So the halacha is, however, you should be sensitive to try to do as little averus as possible. You try to minimize the damage. The Lashon HaGemara is machil enoisai hakal hakal. Says the Avni Meluim, what would be if you have someone who's a chayla sheyesh by sakana and the doctor say he needs to eat nevela? So the people that were taking care of him had an eitzah. The eitzah was you could take the nevela and you could be mevatel it in shishim. So if you'd be mevatel in shishim, you know, you mix the medicine with food for a little child so it should taste good. So you're gonna take the nevela, you'll dump it into a chicken soup, it'll be batel b'shishim, and like this, you'll give him the, and the doctor said that's fine. As long as he gets this nevela or whatever this dover usher is, he's gonna get the refuah that he needs to get. Should you do that or not? So at first glance, I think if you ask the man on the street, of course that's what you should do. Go ahead, be mevatel b'shishim. Why should it be a problem? Zokdavni melum snishtazoi pashim. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Schulin, one of the Yisoides and Taruves, Eim Mevatlin Nisa L'Katchila. And by the way, the Shach brings a Shitas Haravid that says Eim Mevatlin Nisa L'Katchila is a Nisa Deiraisa. Most Poskim hold it's only a Nisa Rabbana. But there's a Shach that even holds a Nisa Deiraisa. But it doesn't even matter, says Dam Nimelua. Because whether it's a Deiraisa or a Rabbana, it's an Isser. Ein oimrim lo adam chato kidei sheyizake chaveiro. Mecha teso. Why should I do an Aveiro? The Chayla sheyesh by Sakani has no choice. Machil and I say akal akal, he has no brain about to do an aver. But for you to now do an iser for him, that doesn't go into the cheshvan of machil and I say akal akal. It's a huge chedesh. Machil and I say akal akal is only for the person for whom it's hutra to do the aver. Something to think about. But again, just to show the extent and the degree to which the poskim apply this principle, tucked away in Shabbos, davdalim and aleph, v'chiyoyimrim la'odim chadah, k'dei she'ezak v'chaveroi. But there's one major kasha on this gemara. It's Tosfos kasha. The Rashi, all the Rishonim ask this kasha. And really, we can work with that kasha, and that could be the topic of the raid. It won't be. But that could be the topic of just k'dei to mention the question. And that is, Tosfos asks from one of the most famous gemaras in Shas. And it's not only a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the infamous Chetzioi Eved v'Chetzioi Ben Chayrim. Misha Chetzioi Eved v'Chetzioi Ben Chayrim. So how does that even happen? So this is an Eved Kanani that was sold in, that's a slave, but he was owned by two Jews. So two Jews, Beshutvis, they formed an LLC, a partnership, and they bought this Eved Kanani. That's what they do. So they buy this Eved Kanani, now they own him, Beshutvis. One of them went was Meshacher him. And the other one wasn't Meshacharim. So he ended up being a Chatzi Eved, because one of them wasn't Meshacharim, and a Chatzi Ben Chayrim. So this person is neither here nor there. He finds himself in a situation. So what do you do with this person? Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim. Oh, but it's Rabbi Yoimechav. It's Atzmi Yoimechav. Beisul said he is what he is. So one day he works for himself, the next day he works for his boss, because he's a Chatzi Eved and he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrim. Beishamay says, Tikantim is Rabbi. But it's Atzmi like Tikantim. Beishamay told Beisul, I understand you were able to figure out the financial considerations. But what's this person supposed to do? How does he get married? Why? Lisa Shivcha Yefsha, Shikfar Chetzi Ben Chayrin. Bas Chayrin Yefsha, he can't marry Bas Chayrin, Shikfar Chetzi Yevet. You bottle, should he not get married? Valo Nivraha Oilam Ella Lapiria Verivio. Shenema Loy Sover, Ola Shevis Yitzara. So what are you supposed to do? So Bishamay told me, so I think, Vipne Tikkun Oilam Koivinus Rabbi, Vaisa Oisa Ben Chayrin, Vakoisiv Shtara Chetzi Dama. Says the Gemara, Beisul heard what Bishamay said, and they were persuaded. Vachazru Beisul, Lahiris Kediv Bisham. You don't see that every day. Says the Mishnah, the Beisul said, Beishama, you're right. I agree with you. They came around and they said the right thing to do is to free this person. We know the Gemara says throughout Shas, Kala Meshachir Avdoi is over Basay. You're not going to be Meshachir Rebbe Kanani. It says in the Torah, Lo Ilam Em Tavoit, Chloikis Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmo, Soit Adaf Gimel Amen Aleph, many other places, we pass Rabbi Akiva, that Kala Meshachir Avdoi is over Basay. So what do you mean to help this person? You're going to go ahead and you're going to force the rabbi to be Meshachar Zeved. L'chayra kol Meshachar Avdo Eiv Ba'aseh. So you can tell me, what do you mean? Meshachar Avdo Eiv Ba'aseh, that's an aseh. This person can't get married. But Freik Toysus, who cares? Zolzayn, this person's mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. But v'chi oimrim lo'odam chato k'dei she'yizak l'chaveroi. So Freik Toysvis, how is this Gemara right here? The Gemara couldn't even entertain it. Sad that it's okay. Right? The Gemara thought maybe that was Rabbi Barabbai's question. Gemara said, no, that couldn't have been his question. V'chi oimrim lo'odam chato k'dei she'yizak l'chaveroi. Freik Toysvis, how is this shtim with one of the most famous Mishnayos and Sugis and Shas? You see the Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Chayrin, we're koifin as rabbi, because of like Yetshicher. What do you mean? The rabbi's going to be over in Aseh. So you'll tell me, no, but this is a bigger mitzvah. Who cares? If we don't allow me to do Rediyas Hapas to save you from an Issa Skila, so Lechura, why should you allow me to be Meshachar Mayevet Kanani? So the Mayevet Kanani should be able to. As I fake Toysvis. And Toysvis says, two terutzim to answer this kasha. One teretz Toysvis says is that it could be Piri V'Rivi is different. Piri V'Rivi we find is always on a pedestal. It's always on a different level. You could tell us, say, for Torah at least. There's certain things that you can never do, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivi, it's different. Meaning Piri V'Rivi is not just a bigger mitzvah. It's even more than Shabbos, that's what comes out. Piri V'Rivi is a mitzvah rabba. I mean that it's a mitzvah rabba, so it's viewed differently, and over here, the rule of Ein Oimrim L'Adam Chadok Kedei She'ezakeh Chaveroi doesn't apply. And then Tosfos says another yesod, which is very important in all the sugyas of Ein Oimrim L'Adam Chadok Kedei She'ezakeh Chaveroi. And that it says Tosfos, it could be there's a nafgamina between bailing out a person that did something wrong, he was a Peshaya, versus bailing out a person that didn't do something wrong. The person that baked on Shabbos, whether he did a b'mezid, or even if he did a b'shoigig, he was a peshe. If he did a b'mezid, it's terrible. Even if he did a b'shoigig, you should have been more careful. What was the shkoga? You didn't realize it was Shabbos yet? You should have known what time Shabbos is. You didn't realize you were baking? Be more careful. The reason a shoigig needs kapara, the reason a machal Shabbos b'shoigig has to bring a karban chatas is because he did something wrong. If he did something wrong, why is he bringing a karban chatas? So there's always an element of pshia. There's an element of negligence. So because there's an element of negligence over there, we don't bail you out. But the chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayran, he's just a shlamazel. What did he do wrong? He was sold into slavery to chevro. One of them decided to free the slave. So he didn't do anything wrong. He was an oinus, as Tosfos. Being that he was an oinus, it could be this person who was never poishaya. There it's different, and that person we would bail out. Either way, me'inyin le'inyin. So we're discussing a halacha where a person does an avera, and now there's a question, can I do an avera, albeit maybe a lesser avera, to go at it and help this person? And the short answer is no. There's some exceptions, but the short answer is definitely going to be no. What happens if a person finds himself in a pekuach nefesh situation? If a person's in a situation where he's dying, so obviously, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, eat nevela or I'm going to kill you, eat the nevela. You have to eat the nevela. If you don't eat the nevela, you're a chassid shaita. So there's no question, you do it. What happens in the reverse? What happens if somebody points a gun at Reuven and tells him that if you don't eat the nevela, I'm going to kill Shimon? Can I do an avera to save somebody else's life? So the short answer, l'chur, is yeah. I mean, you could pick up the phone and call Hatzalah on Shabbos, even if it's not you're the one that needs Hatzalah, even if it's somebody else that needs Hatzalah. Meaning, even though we're saying that you can't do an Avera to save somebody else's neshama, to save somebody else from doing an Avera, but to do an Avera to save somebody else's guf, as it relates to the halachas of Achayibam, then there's no difference if it's me or you. Just like I can do an Avera to save myself, Mechal Shabbos to save myself, so to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody else. So as it relates to my neshama, you're being Mechal Shabbos, the neshama is Chayv Karis, because he Karis, ti Karis, Baylam Azab, Baylam Abba. So there is halacha, V'chi, Oymrim La'odim, Chadok, Kedei, Shizakich, Avera. Why not? His neshama, it's Pekuach Nefesh. The Torah says no. For some reason, when it comes to the neshama, we don't work with Pekuach Nefesh. When it comes to the person's guf, there is a halacha of a What does this have to do with Inyana Diyayma? What does that have to do with Inyana Diyayma? Because we know that Esther was married to Achashverosh. Esther was married to Achashverosh. Stating that, Chazal say that she was also married to Mordechai. In fact, she was married to Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time. And the Gemara says, how is that even possible? Taisa asks Akasha, right, that if an Amana or a Grusha, after she gets divorced or she becomes an Amana, she's not allowed to get married right away. She has to wait 3 Chadashim. She has to wait 3 months. It's Aloch of Avchana, because we're afraid that if she's going to... if she would have been married to 2 people within a short period of time, what happens if she has a baby and there's going to be a Shiloh? We're not going to know who the father of the child is. So there's a halacha of Avchana Gimel Chadashim. And here you have Esther, who was married to Mordechai at the same time. Tosfos says that you have to say that Esther was Mishameshes B'moich. She used the moich. I mean that she used the moich, so that's some form of birth control. So as a result, there was no issue of Avchana. But there's a big Shiloh. Who did she use the moich with? Did she use the moich with Achashverosh? Did she use it with Mordechai? The Maaseh, she had a child with Achashverosh. She had Daryovish, who's the one that built the second base of Mikdash. So that's Dvarim Atikin, the Inkam Koymoi Laharach. During the course of the Purim story, when they realized, Mordechai and Esther did, that there's a big situation over here. So Mordechai goes to Esther, and they decided that Esther's going to go to Achashverosh, and she's going to try to lobby Achashverosh to deal with the Gezerah. And the Pasuk says, Leich Knois es kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimtzim b'Shushan, this is Esther talking, V'tzumo alai, V'al toichlu v'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim, V'gam ha-Nivin na-Rois ha-Yotzim kem. I'm going to fast as well. Pinus Esther. U'v'chein, Ovei ala melech ha-Shaloi kedos, V'chasher avadati yovim. And Esther said, I'm going to go to the king, Ashaloi Kadas, V'chasher Avadati Avadati. Now, Pashab Shat, what does it mean, Ashaloi Kadas? Because the rule in Shushan was that you weren't allowed, even the king's wife was not allowed to go talk to the king unless he was called. And she wasn't called. So as a result, it was Shaloi Kadas. But Chazal Dashin, you know what it means, Ashaloi Kadas, that she was doing was not Oiska Haltin in Halacha. What she was doing was different than the way she used to always do it. Shabachol Yoim V'yoim Ad Achshav said Esther to Mordechai, whenever I was with Achash, it was bonus. I never wanted it. I never asked for it. If Achashverosh said, so I had no choice. It was always done bonus. But v'achshav beratzin. Now I'm going ahead and now I'm doing a beratzin. If that's the case, v'chasher avadati avadati, k'shem shavadati mebeis abo, kach oivid mimcha. Now already I'm going to lose you. Why? Because the halach is an HS ish, that's mezana beratzin, is asa labailo. So Esther said, till now I was always mezana bonus. So being that I was mezana bonus, I was never asa to you, Mordechai. But now that I'm going beratzin, it's going to come out that k'shem avadati avadati, I'm no longer going to be allowed to you. What Esther did was 100% beratzin. She went beratzin to Achashverosh to try to manipulate the situation to remove the gezerah. So you have Esther going and doing an avera beratzin to save Klal Yisrael. Now, is this something that's okay to do? Meaning, what Esther did, is that okay? So you're going to tell me, of course, if Esther did it, it sounds like it's definitely okay. The truth is, it's not poshut at all. There's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's in Yair Dei Tinyana. It's Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. He brings a tshuva from the Beis Yaakov, who wrote a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. There was a story where there was a group of Jews that they were traveling, and a chabura of listim ganged up against them, and he wanted to kill them. And the Beis Yaakov says there was a woman there. V'kama isha achas mehem isha yafas toyer ma'oid. V'hischilo lehishtadol lemo ish roish halistim bedvarim. And she went to the ish that was the roish halistim. Ad she pitchu bechelkas l'shoyna shenesavula v'nivolo b'yar min hatzad. And she was able to seduce this roish halistim. And by her seducing this roish halistim, she was able to get them to let them free. And the Beis Yaakov wrote a tshuva about this situation. The shaila was, is she allowed to live with her husband now? And Isha says that's mezana b'rotzen, is not allowed to live with her husband. So she did it b'rotzen, technically. But even though she technically did it b'rotzen, but there was a cheshbon over here. She was doing it to save Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Yaakov wrote a tshuva, and the Beis Yaakov said that what she did was, I quote, Shapir Avda u'mitzvah rabba Avda. What she did was a mitzvah rabba, because she saved so many Jews. However, she said she's going to be also a baila. And said to Beis Yaakov, how do I know this? I know this from Esther. This is exactly what Esther did. Esther went to Achashverosh Berotzen. So you see, it's mutter. Latzolos Klal Yisrael. Now, at the same time, kasher avaliti avaliti. You see that Esther ended up being us with her husband. But either way, said the Beis Yaakov that what happened has precedence in Tanakh. This is exactly what Esther did. So Esther did it, Vaistos, it's okay to do. It's a mitzvah rabba even. And Esther ended up being also a bailo. So if Esther ended up being also a bailo, so if that's the case, she's going to be also a bailo as well. Says the Noida B'Yehuda Chas V'Sholem. What she did was 100% usher. What do you mean? How could it be usher? You let her pick up the phone, and you let her make a phone call to call Atzal on Shabbos, and not only could the Chayil himself do it, anyone could do it. If you see Chalila's situation on Shabbos, you do whatever you have to do. You mechal Shabbos, right? The Mechaber says that if somebody starts asking questions when it comes to Chil Shabbos, which related to Pekuach Nefesh, Harez HaShayfich Tovim, you have to do whatever you have to do. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, what Shaychis? What's the Tzushtel? Esther was Gili Arayis. Gila Rais is not the same as Shvichas Domim. Gila Rais, we know about the Zorah, Gila Rais, Shvichas Domim, by Yehorg Vayavar. Not only are they Yehorg Vayavar, but the Gemara says, in Mesechtas Psochem Dach Chofeyam and Aleph, Bechom Misrapim, a person who's a Choylish Yehich by Sakana, could use anything for a fool, Chutz Miya, by the Zorah, Gila Rais, Shvichas Domim. The Gemara's case is if a person was a Choylish Yehich by Sakana, and the doctor said the only way he could have a fool is if he's Boil and Eshes Ish. Avadi's not allowed to. What do you mean? It's Pekuach Nefashis, but this is Gila Rais. Avadi Zorah, Gila Rais, Shvichas Domim are so chomer that even in the face of pekuach nefesh, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do these averus. Bachom misrapim chutz me'avoy dezara v'gila arayis v'chaz domim. So it says the Noida B'Yehuda to go ahead and to do a maisa gila arayis, even to save a multitude of Jews, is wrong. He says the Beis Yaakov wrote this, and he said, "V'lo yosha be'inai mashiro isi be'ezer chumis." It's a big toys what he said. Chalila to paskin that way. There's no question in the world that what he wrote is I Esther. Lamaisa Esther went ahead and she did it. So it says the Noida B'Yehuda, the Esther Shani. You know why? Shahoitzel lahatzolas klal Yisrael mihoydu v'akush. That's the lashon of the Noida B'Yehuda. That was different because she was saving all the Jews. Hoydu v'akush. I mean that there was a gzeira lahashmedu laharigu la'abed, this kola, everybody? Oh, that's different. There's a nafgamina between saving 20 yidden versus saving all the Jews in the world. And there it was different. And being that there it was different, it could be there that Allah is going to be different. Additionally, he says, could be, being that over there, Mordechai and his Bezdin were the ones that were presiding over Klal Yisrael, is v'ulai Baruch HaKodesh. Maybe this whole thing happened Baruch HaKodesh. But one thing is clear. One thing is clear in this tshuva, Sayyid Noi de Behuda, and even the Beis Yaakov, who said that what that woman did in the forest was a mitzvah rabbah, he said, but that's only with regards to was it mutter to do it or was it also to do it. But as it relates to whether or not she'd be also to her husband, that for sure we have Esther. Esther said, Kasha avadati avadati, meaning Esther did it. And you see, through what Esther did, the whole Yeshua came. So if it was for sure okay in terms of what it was that Esther did. The question just is, did she become Asa L'Baila or did she not become Asa L'Baila? I mean, but she for sure was Asa L'Baila. So I'll just tell you one ha'ara on that note, and that is, there was another very similar story in Tanakh to this Maisa of Esther and to this story that happened in the forest in the Beis Yaakov's Tshuva, and that is Ya'el. Ya'el was the wife, Ishes Chever Akeni, and the story is in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, with the Kananim, with Chepping, with the Yidden, and at some point Sisra, who was the chief general of the Kananim, found himself in the tent of Yael. And Yael realized that she had an opportunity to take him out. He was the most important person. So what she did was she seduced Yisra, Sisra, and the Gemara says, Sheva Bilois Baal Oisei Rasha, there were seven Bilois. Either way, he fell asleep, and after he fell asleep, she went ahead and she killed him. She killed Sisra. Exactly what happened. Same story. She exposed herself in a situation of Gilead Arayas. Sheva Biloy, says the Gemara. And it was something that she did. Why? Fatzolas Klayisol. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that Yael, after she did what she did, was mutter to her husband. He says, how do I know that? Because right after the story with Yael, Devorah sang Shira. The famous Shira is Devorah. And in her Shira, she says, Tevorah Minoshin Yael, she talks about Yael and talks about how gebenched Yael was and refers to Yael as Eishes Chever Hakeni. Tevorech Minoshim Yael Eishes Chever Hakeni. By the way, the Gemara says that what Yael did was so chashiv that it was Minoshim Ba'oil Tevorech. Right, the pasuk is Tevorech Minoshim Yael Eishes Chever Hakeni Minoshim Ba'oil Tevorech. Says the Gemara, who are the Noshim Sheba'oil? Who are we comparing Yael to? Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah. What Yael did was as chashiv as what Sarah Rivka Rachel and Leah did. The Gemara says, "Gedoylo Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shaloy Lishma." This is Yael. She did an Avera, but she did an Avera Lishma. But the point is that says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Tevorech Minoshim Yael Eishes Chever Hakeni is after the story of Sisra, right? And the pasuk refers to her as Eishes Chever Hakeni. Eishes Chever Hakeni. She's not Eishes Chever Hakeni anymore. Chever Hakeni had to give her a get. She wasn't allowed to live with him anymore. Kasher Avadati Avadati, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. I think it's Meduyik in the pasuk that she was allowed to be with her husband. But the kasher is why? What's the difference between Esther, who said Kasher Avadati Avadati, and Yael Eishes Chever Hakeni, where you see Lachura Yael was allowed to stay with her husband? The whole Shailan, the Noi de Yehuda with the Beis Yaakov and the Noi de Yehuda was only whether what she did was mutter, what she did was aser. But as it relates to Isser Labayla, for sure, Kasher Avadati Avadati. And Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is in Eben Ezra, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, says that you have to say the differences as follows. Esther went, and she, Berotzen, was Nivela to Achashverosh. There was no guarantee that a Yeshua was going to come. And even if the Yeshua was going to come, it wasn't going to happen right then. She was just setting the wheels in motion. This was an important part of her strategy. She was going to go to Achashverosh, invite him to a party, and one thing was going to lead to another, and eventually, hopefully, they were going to be able to revoke this terrible, terrible decree. But it wasn't something that was going to happen alatar. It wasn't going to happen ASAP. What Yael did was, Yael was nivalota Sisra. Sisra fell asleep, and then she killed him. That was something that happened take of a miyad. Says Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, it could be there's a nafgamina as it relates to the Issa L'Bailo. It could be that what Esther did, being that it was only a gram de gram, so it was to remove the Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. So even though she was allowed to do it, like the Neidah Yehuda says, because it was Hatzolas Klal Yisrael Mehoidah Vatkosh, or she was allowed to do it like the Bez Yaakov said, because a woman's always allowed to do something like this. You're always allowed to do a Maisa of Gilad Reis, Karko, I'm not all those sugyas. You're always allowed to do a Maisa because at the end of the day, you're doing it for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. But being that it was something that was not happening right away, she was going to be also Labailo. But to do it in a case like Yael, where immediately she was going to be able to kill Sis, so over there, it was going to be different. But the bottom line is you see, just one takeaway, that even though the Chi La'adam Chata, so that's true when it comes to the neshama for some reason. Even if it's a question of Shabbos, which is Chayvei Krisos, even if it's a question of Ikaris Boilem Hazeh and Ikaris Boilem Haba, but when it comes to a person's life, so a person's life is somehow valued more than his neshama in this sugya. Over there, of course, Oimrim La'adam Chata, Kadesh Yazaka Chaveroi.